It's John Murray and Bernard Gallagher. It's 4:24.
Now, a senior BT executive has told Five Live that rolling out a high-speed broadband service around the country could cost taxpayers around £2 billion. The government says its goal is to give the UK the fastest broadband in Europe within 5 years. Now, the chief executive of BT Openreach, Steve Robertson, has told Five Live that can't be achieved without much more money from the government. We'll be hearing from Mr. Robertson after 5 o'clock. In the meantime, our reporter Chris Mason is in Suffolk to see the challenges of installing high-speed broadband. So, Chris, what is stopping this particular new technology being rolled out everywhere?
Well, one word in the end, Asma: cost. The next generation of broadband is going to be delivered down fibre optic wires, and the telecoms firms are throwing these in the cities where there's lots of customers in one place. One analyst described this new broadband as comparing current broadband being a candle and the new stuff being like a floodlight streaming high-definition telly on multiple computers on one connection. So a real sense that it's a huge step forward, but the firms can't make it pay in the countryside. There's no money in it. It costs a lot to get it in, and there aren't many customers at the other end. So the fear is a widening digital divide between the towns on the one hand, the countryside on the other.
And you've been speaking to people who are a bit annoyed by this.
Yeah, I went to the village of Dedham on the Essex-Suffolk border and got chatting to Tanya. She works on the high street in the Courtyard coffee bar.
Not very good. Makes the phone line crackly all the time. Quite bad. Very slow at times. We find it's a lot slower than what it was when we used to live in a town. So, yes, annoying.
Let's then get a sense of the challenges for the industry of getting the next generation of broadband to places like Dedham, because people here clearly would like that service. I've wandered up to the telephone exchange. I'm with George Williamson, a veteran BT engineer of 30 years. And George, give me some sense of the challenges, the history, if you like, of providing broadband over an infrastructure that I guess was put in for people to just make basic calls.
Well, the telephony wires which connect homes and businesses in Dedham to the exchange would originally have been connected by operators, typically ladies working on switchboards. But those same wires are now being used for current generation broadband. There is a limit to how much bandwidth we can squeeze down those wires from the exchange.
Give me some sense from your perspective as an engineer of the challenge of getting the next generation of broadband, the fibre optic cables, into a place like Dedham, a rural community, a reasonable distance from a built-up town.
Well, inevitably, when we're looking to add a lot of new fibre capacity into the network, then that the costs come down to things as prosaic as civil engineering.
Digging up roads, ultimately?
Maybe digging up roads, or maybe pulling or blowing cables into pre-existing ducts. We prefer not to dig up roads. But the particular issue with a place like Dedham is that the target marketplace that you're looking to address with all this expensive civil engineering type activity and cable laying is actually much smaller.
And the challenge for you in summary is that customers will be saying to you, but I hear about all of these snazzy video services that my mate down the road in the town can get, and you want to be able to provide that service, but there's got to be a method for you to be able to do that profitably.
Exactly.
So, Chris, what's the government saying?
Well, in short, Jeremy Hunt, the new Culture Secretary, says there isn't any money in the kitty. Surprise, surprise. So there isn't the amount of money that BT would like to subsidise this service. They want the industry to work together with partners to try and share infrastructure. Big political challenge, this, though, for the coalition government. Where are the many, many Conservative and Liberal Democrat seats? Yes, they're in the countryside.
Chris Mason, thank you very much.
Big issue sellers who might be...